Good morning. Good morning. Looks beautiful out there here in Fairhaven. Hope it's beautiful in your world as well. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. We will be joined in a few minutes by John Deaton. John Deaton is going to look for your vote again. You had the option, many of you took it, to vote for him for United States Senate. When he got the, he earned the Republican nomination. He won the primary. And then, took on Elizabeth Warren. I thought John did a great job. He's got a hell of a backstory. If you don't know John, if you don't know much about him, he's been here a long time. Comes into the studio regularly. He's gone to lunch with us. He's calling in today. John wrote a book called Food Stamps Warrior. Talks about his childhood, rough childhood, and then a lot of problems. He lays it all out. Then he went the Marine. He went to college, became a lawyer, went the Marine Corps. Represents people who have mesothelioma, that type of cancer, work-related cancer. He's a dad. Really interesting guy. I like John Deaton. So he's coming up again. He wants to earn the Republican nomination, and then go up against whoever the Democrats nominate for the United States Senate. There's an article at WBSM.com saying that Ed Markey is outpacing Seth Moulton. Seth Moulton, who showed up by my invitation, down at Honeydew Donuts on Route 18. We did it like last Friday, I guess. Maybe the Friday before. The Friday before. We were at Honeydew Donuts. We'll be there again. Hopefully you can come down and see us. And Seth Moulton, who's a congressman, member of the House, served in the Marine Corps, officer, was on General Petraeus' staff, is seeking the Democrat nomination. He wants to wrestle it away from Ed Markey to represent us in the U.S. Senate. So, there's an article at WBSM.com saying that so far, Ed Markey among Democrats is more popular than Seth Moulton. What say you, right? What say you? The other name you're hearing is the longtime Boston politician, Ayanna Pressley, who's a member of the House as well. And she is going to possibly run as well for the become the Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. She is a founding member of the Squad, African-American woman, former Boston city councilor, running possibly to take the nomination away from Ed Markey and Seth Moulton, whoever gets it, right? It could, I think, Ayanna Pressley, given the makeups of Massachusetts now, the radical part of the Democrat Party that seems to have sway here in Massachusetts, we could end up with a Squad member as a U.S. senator, or at least a Squad member as the Democrat nominee, who then has to face John Deaton. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. Stick around.
I did it. Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you.
Welcome back to the program. Good morning. You know, for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name for drain cleaning and septic maintenance all across New Bedford, Fall River, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, Freetown, all over the South Coast. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, our expert team delivers solutions the right way with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend us. With more than 700 five-star Google reviews, Bass Ready Rooter is the call to make, right? Bass Ready Rooter. You know, the underground sewer pipe is the most underrated utility. But we've got it for you, right? Bass Ready Rooter. Give them a call. Write this phone number down so you have it right there for you. 508-995-8012. Or the website, bassready.com. We have John Deaton here on the on hold. John is likely going to seek the Republican nomination to be a U.S. Senator. He's got an event coming up in Worcester. He was the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate against Elizabeth Warren. He also wrote the book Food Stamp Warrior about his life growing up on food stamps. Today, he's a millionaire lawyer and a Marine Corps veteran. And I think John is a perfect guest right now because, like many of you in this audience and around the region, he was on food stamps, EBT, and many of you are being used as pawns in a game being played by the U.S. Senate. So we're now joined by John Deaton. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, John, what do you think about this shutdown in Washington? And you yourself, as a kid growing up, were on food stamps. You wrote a book about it. People today need food. They can't have this happening. They're being used as pawns. Talk about that.
Yeah, listen, I come from a single mother on welfare and food stamps, six kids abandoned by a father, living in one of the worst neighborhoods in America. So I fought hard to escape the life poverty and food stamps because of my absolute hatred towards that life and poverty, and because I know what it does. You know, my mom once told me that college wasn't for people like us. Chris, that's what poverty does. It's how it beats down the human spirit. And so we have a real problem. Massachusetts right now has 1.1 million people living on food stamps. That's nearly 16% of the entire population. And Chris, if something doesn't change, if the status quo doesn't change, in 2 years, one out of every five Bay Staters will be on food stamps. We need people that understand how to lift people out of poverty, not create it. And what their politicians are doing right now, let me use their own words. I won't use John Deaton's words. Let's use their words. They know that people's lives, their ability to pay their mortgage, their ability to eat is just leverage. It's just leverage in the game of politics in order for them to get the agenda that they want. It's disgusting. And I think it's time that we elect one of us to an office, someone who understands that struggle, someone who knows what it's like to work very hard and have this feeling that no matter how hard you work, you still don't seem to get ahead. Like, I know what that feeling's like, and I know people listening know what that feeling's like. And so enough of politicians. Ed Markey, his first year in Washington was 1976. That's 50 years ago. It's just time for change. The status quo in Massachusetts is broken. The last thing I'll tell you before you get to the next question, Chris, is that we have a current formula for bankruptcy. Massachusetts is dead last in housing affordability. Housing costs are 106% higher here than the national average. And then you add in groceries, 20 to 30% higher. And you add in electricity and natural gas, 70% higher than national average. And then the final add in is that we're last in job growth. That's the formula for bankruptcy. We need change, my friend.
Speaking with John Deaton, he's looking for your vote to be the Republican nominee. John, how do people get involved, learn more about you? Does your campaign have a website or any of that stuff, Facebook,
well,
maybe?
I haven't launched a campaign yet.
Right.
On Monday, November 10th, which happens to be the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps, hoorah, and it's the day before Veterans Day. I'm having a special event. It's in Worcester at Off the Rails. If any of your listeners want to show up, there's no cost, there's no charge, there's no obligation. I'll have food, I have drinks. I'll have some of the Republican candidates for governor speaking. And then at around 7:30, I'm going to give a special announcement. And on that time, if I do announce that I'm running, there'll be a website and all that kind of stuff to go to.
So, John, give us again the details. Where and when for this event in Worcester?
Okay, it's Monday. That's this Monday coming up,
yep.
November 10th at Off the Rails. It's a bar, has a stage. It's where a lot of live music gets played. Off the Rails in Worcester. Doors open at 6 p.m. Free parking. Convenient, so there's no cost. You show up, you don't have to pay for parking. There's nothing for you to pay. You come in, you get a couple drinks. You know, if you're driving, keep it at a couple,
yep.
please. and some food. And there'll be some live entertainment. And I'm going to give an announcement that people are going to get hopeful again. I think it's time that they see someone that looks like them, that looks like them, talks like them, speaks like them, works like them, actually go to Washington to solve problems instead of these career politicians who, you know, use us as leverage in the game of politics.
I speak with John Deaton. He ran last time, and he got the Republican nomination, earned it, and then went up against Elizabeth Warren. So, John, people listening to you, they know what Ed Markey has done, hasn't done. They're kind of familiar with Seth Moulton as well. What will John Deaton do that's different than these career politicians?
Perfect question. The first thing I would do is have a test. Is it good for Massachusetts in America? If it is, I support it. If it isn't, I don't. Seth Moulton's announcement video, all he said is he's younger and he'll fight Trump harder. If Anna Presley gets in the Democratic side, her message is she's younger and she'll fight Trump harder. I don't care. You know, I was in the military. Do you think that I agreed with the commander in chief?
No.
Every decision they made? No. But you do the job. So I will actually do the job. I will put people before party. I'll put truth and transparency ahead of politics. But I just won't complain. For example, I'm going... if I get in this race, I will unleash a 5-point health care plan that will actually reduce costs, increase transparency for people, and break up the three insurance companies that are vertically integrated that control 90% of all prescriptions and all medical treatment and programs in the country. I'll have a plan that shows that. Energy cost. I'll have an energy plan that reduces our dependency on fossil fuels, that includes solar, onshore wind, not offshore wind, onshore wind only where appropriate, hydro, geothermal, and more importantly, nuclear. Nuclear energy is a solution to our energy prices. I'm going to have actual solutions to people's problems. And Chris, that's the point. Right. What everyone needs to understand today is that voters, regular people, are struggling. They're not looking for ideology. They're looking for solutions, man.
Right.
And we have them, like tax relief, a common sense energy policy, deregulation, school choice, innovation. You know, we have it. We just got to deliver that message. And I think that the status quo in Massachusetts, when you look at those facts, dead last in job growth, most expensive state to live in, when you add that up, I think voters are going to be like, yes, we need change. And this guy, if he gets in the race, Deaton, he's one of us.
508-996-05 so I can get on the air. We have John Deaton here. He's going to make a big announcement next on the birthday of the Marine Corps, which is where he served for a number of years. John, obviously I told people about your book, Food Stamp Warrior, Your Humble Beginnings, but that's not who you are today. Who are you today?
Well, that's great. No, it's a great point, you know, but I want people to know in the book, like, look, my mother got stabbed in front of me when I was 6. My best friend died in my arms by a drive-by shooting when I was 17. Unfortunately, I was brutally raped for a period of 2 years between 9 and 11 by a child predator who threatened to kill my mother. And after I saw her get stabbed, before that, you can imagine what that did to me. But you're right, I'm not no longer that scared, frightened little boy from the hood. Because we lived in a great country where your birth and the circumstances of your childhood, they don't have to dictate your fate. You can dictate your fate if you got the grit, determination, and the work ethic. And so I busted my butt because I lived in a great country, and I achieved the American dream. I've been representing workers, plumbers, electricians, pipe fitters, insulators, sheetrockers, auto mechanics, against major corporations and insurance companies for 30 years in Massachusetts. I've been fighting for working people in court. And if I choose to get in this race, I would just want to take that same mentality to the U.S. Senate and fight for regular people. I am the consummate underdog, Chris. When you look at my life, man, like, I was the underdog all my life. And so I'm always going to identify with regular people, not these elites, not these career politicians who, like, go to Washington and they have their, you know, $1,200 luncheons in their $1,000 suit living off taxpayers. I'm one of regular people who's like, you know what? I don't know if I can make all my bills this month. I lived that life until my late 40s, and I was fortunate, made some good investments, settled a few good cases and made some money. And I just want to, you know, give back because I know other people are struggling. And I think I can provide them the hope that they need.
We're speaking with John Deaton. John, listen, I really love your story. You went from a kid that couldn't run very fast to a Marine who today is running for the U.S. Senate. My friend, give out the details again for your Worcester event. I think a lot of people are going to go to that. Give it out.
Sure. It is this Monday, November 10th in Worcester. At Off the Rails, Off the Rails. It's easy to find. There's a big parking lot next door to it. I have made it so that people don't have to pay for parking. You don't have to come and pay $30 or $40 to come hear me speak. There'll be no charge of any kind, no obligation of any kind to come in, you know, get a drink, have some food, listen to a little bit of live music, hear a couple 5-minute speeches by others, and then I'll come out and give a 15-20 minute speech at 7:30.
John, I really appreciate you're always available whenever I text you. You've been a really good friend to me. Good luck, my friend, and it's going to be great on Monday night.
All right. I look forward to being in the studio with you sometime soon, my friend.
Thanks. That's John Deaton, everybody's an attorney. Hell of a story. His book is Food Stamp Warrior. And listen, he did a great thing, you know, in opposition. When you run for politics, right, they try to dig up all the skeletons. He just wrote a book about it and said, listen, here it is. Here it all is. The American people deserve to know. Here's the good, the bad, the ugly, the tragic. And it's all right there in his book. But he's not selling books. He's trying to get elected to the U.S. Senate. I think we ought to give a man a chance. But That's me. We knew he was going to have a good turnout on Monday night. And again, I guess you're never a former Marine, but John Deaton. So 508-996-05. I don't know if you want to comment on that. You can. Anything else, you can comment on that as well. Open phones, reactions to the election, reaction to the NBA gambling scandal. We're going to see guys being arraigned today. Household names. NBA stars, guys who played at the Celtics, for the Celtics. Again, they're innocent until proven guilty, but it's a really huge scandal involving some of the organized crime family, Italian organized crime family, Cosa Nostra. It's really huge, really a huge investigation, both involving legal sports betting, illegal sports betting, the underground card games. Just really an amazing story. An amazing story. All right, we got some people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, I'm wondering whether or not your intro to music this morning, which was Gordon Lightfoot, I wonder if you played that because of the anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
It was good timing, wasn't it?
It was great timing. It was a surprise.
I'm a little bit of a historian, amateur one. Gordon Lightfoot, a good Canadian. In another piece of history, that song Sundown is about his ex-girlfriend, who was the woman who delivered the fatal injection to John Belushi.
I didn't know that.
Yes. The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Okay, so playing that music this morning was, in fact, strategic.
Yes, sir.
The anniversary was upon us.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for doing that. It's nice to see something meaningful come out of this music interlude. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for noticing. 508-996-0500. My cousin, my uncle, really, wrote songs for Gordon Lightfoot. He's a guy from Tennessee. Gordon Lightfoot's from Canada. I always liked Gordon Lightfoot's music. A lot of people don't realize that the Edmund Fitzgerald was a real thing. He wrote the song about it. So I like that song. It's a long song. Doesn't get a lot of radio play because it's so long. But the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. There's a great line in that song. Says, the cook came up on deck and said, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. Meaning that being thrown around in the storm, I can't cook. It's too rough to feed you. And then later, fellas, it's been good to know you. In other words, we're going down. It's been good to know you. All right. So I'm going to play a little clip from the FBI press conference on the NBA gambling. For maybe some of you don't even realize what's happened with the arrest of all these stars and alleged members of Italian organized crime families like the Colombos, the Gambinos, the Bananos, Genovese, down based out of New York, but spread out all over the country. Those people are rather omnipotent now. But anyway, this is Cash Patel announcing the arrests.
Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches.
The NBA is in chaos. Mid-game raids, shocked fans, and many players led away in handcuffs. The league has never seen anything like this. What started as whispers of secret bets and shady deals has exploded into a full-blown federal crackdown. Let's break down the NBA's biggest gambling scandal ever. NBA getting raid over gambling scandal. October 23rd, 2025. The NBA season has just tipped off, literally just 2 days into what was supposed to be an exciting new campaign. Fans are buzzing about Victor Wembanyama's incredible 40-point season opener. The league is riding high on optimism, and everything seems perfect. And then, in the early morning hours, the other shoe drops with the force of 1,000 thunderclaps. Federal agents, moving with military precision across 11 states from coast to coast, descend on homes and hotel rooms. They're not there for autographs. They're there to arrest more than 30 individuals in what would become the most significant corruption crisis the NBA has faced since the 2007 Tim Donaghy referee betting scandal. Among those taken into custody, a sitting NBA head coach, a current All-Star caliber player, and a former player with deep ties to the league's biggest superstars.
Such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years.
Let me paint the full picture for you, because this story is absolutely wild. We're talking about FBI Director Kash Patel himself holding a press conference, and that's something you almost never see unless we're dealing with something truly massive. This wasn't just a handful of people making bad bets. No, no, no. This was an organized, sophisticated criminal enterprise that had tentacles reaching into four of New York's five infamous mafia families: the Gambino, Genovese, Bonanno, and Lucchese crime families. The FBI didn't just name this operation something boring. Oh no, they went cinematic with it. The sports betting arm, Operation Nothing But Bet. The poker rigging scheme, Operation Royal Flush. And when federal authorities unsealed those indictments, the sports world collectively gasped. Let's break down exactly who got caught in this massive dragnet. First up, we have Terry Rozier. Now, Terry is a 31-year-old guard currently playing for the Miami Heat. This is a guy who has earned approximately $150 million over his NBA career. $150 million. And yet, prosecutors allege that he was leaking non-public information about his own game availability, essentially telling his associates when he planned to exit games early due to injuries. The detail here is chilling. In at least three games, including a February 2023 matchup where he informed co-conspirators he would leave early, Terry allegedly set up a situation where bettors could place massive wagers on under prop bets. What does that mean? It means they were betting that Terry would score fewer points, grab fewer rebounds, or dish out fewer assists than the sports books predicted. And if Terry knew he was leaving the game after just 9 minutes, well, that's a guaranteed winner for those bets.
One example occurred on March 23rd, 2023, in Charlotte. Terry Rozier, an NBA player now with the Miami Heat, but at the time playing for the Hornets, allegedly let others close to him know that he planned to leave the game early with a supposed injury. Using that information, members of the group placed more than $200,000 in wagers on his under statistics.
Federal prosecutors claim that in one instance alone, co-conspirators placed over $200,000 in bets. When those bets paid out, the proceeds were allegedly delivered directly to Rozier's home, where the group sat around counting their cash like a scene from Goodfellas. The audacity is mind-blowing. Here's a professional athlete making $26.6 million per year, risking his entire career, his reputation, his family's future. For what? A cut of $200,000 in betting profits? Now, Terry Rozier wasn't arrested at home in his pajamas. Oh no. The FBI arrested him in Orlando, Florida, during the Miami Heat season opener against the Orlando Magic. Can you imagine being a Heat fan at that game? You're excited for the season to start. You've got your jersey on. You're ready to...
All right. So, that's a partial clip. All right. You can see the rest of it. It's a website. It's a YouTube channel called Hoopers, right? As in, like, hoops. Hooper Z. The word Hooper with the letter Z. Hoopers. That they have the rest of that broadcast, so you can check it out. The guy did a good job with it. I thought I'd bring you a piece of it. But if you want to see the rest of it, go to the YouTube site and check it out, because it's really good production value on the NBA story. And I've been watching all of them, absorbing all of it. It's outrageous, but it's predictable. It's predictable. There's a reason a long time ago we outlawed gambling. Not you and me, but our predecessors said gambling is wrong. Some people lose control. We got to have guardrails. We got to have guardrails. And they made it illegal. And to today, it's everywhere. When I was growing up, you had to know a guy, meaning you had to know him, a criminal, or someone who was, they were breaking the law, and they were associated with other people who were organized to put down a bet. You had to know somebody. So there was a barrier to entry. You wanted to bet sports, you had to know somebody. That's all gone now. Now it's on your phone. You just heard that. Terry Rozier has made $125 million in his career. Yet he's involved, allegedly, in an illegal gambling scandal where they're making prop bets for just a few $100,000. That's nothing. That's like $5 or $10 to me and you. Maybe less. Yet he risked it all and he may lose it all, assuming he's guilty. Just wild, right? Just wild. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Stick around. I'm Chris McCarthy. Hope you're having a great morning.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you."
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. You can reach me at 508-996-0500. Kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. There's a lot going on. This NBA gambling scandal. Okay. Major stars. People who've made tens of millions of dollars over the course of their career. Some have made hundreds of millions of dollars. and yet, they are involved in what, for me and you, or most of us anyway, is real money. But not when you've made tens of millions of dollars. A few hundred thousand dollars ought to be nothing. So how do they get themselves in that jam? Because remember, when you're in a jam, the only person you can blame is yourself. Blaming everybody else doesn't do any good. Not if you don't want to be in that situation again. You got to look internal and say, how the hell did I get here? What were the moves that got me here? How do I prevent that from ever happening again? And that's a lesson I think most of you have learned. I've certainly learned it in everything in life, right? How did I get here? How did I get so lucky to get here? How did I get so unlucky to get here, right? But these are very successful people who find themselves now in extraordinarily bad circumstances through their own doings. Assuming, again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. Want to thank Barry and Stephanie for dropping off my favorite, a blueberry donut, glazed blueberry donut from Honeydew Donuts. Thank you for dropping that off, guys. You're always looking out for me. Let's go back to the phones. We got people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dighton. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Hey, I just want to remember something. I was a kid around 13. I don't know if you were around then. 1962, 63, you had two great stars. One from the Detroit Lions, his name was Alex Karras, and the other one was Paul Hawning. They both got busted for some, either they were gambling. Back then, you get in big trouble just for gambling on a major sport.
Oh, yeah.
This was back in, you heard of that, 62, 63, around that time.
Yes.
Okay. And then in 1919, you had the Chicago Blackhawks. That was all
say
corrupt. Remember that?
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
Yeah. Say it ain't Joe. I think John Cusack and Charlie Sheen were in the movie, weren't they? The Black Sox scandal.
The I said to Marcus Farrow, say it ain't so, Chauncey. Say it ain't so. When this scandal broke that morning, say it ain't so, Chauncey.
And think back about 20 years ago in the NBA, they got a referee for. Yeah, that an Irish name, McGinnon,
yes.
Or was Narragi. Remember the referee that was crooked, they called?
I do. In fact, that guy
Thank
just
you.
Mentioned it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. I just got on my ear.
Yeah. No, it is the, I think, the tip of the iceberg. I really do.
And then in 78, Boston College had Cobb and Sweeney, those two guys who were throwing games, remember?
Yes, that's featured as a subplot in Goodfellas.
Yeah, and Goodfellas, yeah, they were fooling around with it. Was that the Gambino family or Lucchese family?
That was Lucchese's.
Lucchese, yeah. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, unbelievable.
No,
I just wonder. You wonder how many guys didn't get caught, huh?
No, absolutely. I mean, look, thanks for the call, Dighton. I think I mentioned the Colombo family. It's a Lucchese family is involved. The Colombo family is not involved in this latest round of arrests for the NBA gambling. Take a break. We'll be right back. Stick around. Come back to the program soon enough. Soon enough, I'll be a ghost. Not too soon, though. We're going to have some local news, some national news. Pay attention to the story that